generation, and that's the generation that doesn't listen to the news on television mm-hmm. or radio.
Yeah.
They get all their information from the internet, which is fast, so there's no more lying, you know? So the millennial generation, you know, that you can't lie, and you have to be fast, and you have to be as truthful as possible, and that's really me. So I've been kind of conditioning and gearing up for them. Like, the other generation was the baby boomers. You know, me and Dave Mays was talking about it. He was pulling my coat, and I was like, you're right, you know? And that's the people that really listen to the wackest form of communication, which is, you know, and the reason why is because there's so many people that you have to go through to get to there, but television and radio is the most edited form of communication in the world, but it's the thing that a lot of people have been listening to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it couldn't be no black president if it was only radio and television, because the truth lives on the internet, and that's where he went with it.
Right.
So now that there's the truth, and I got a direct connect, and I know how to bottle something up and sell it for $5, you know what I mean? That's what I'm doing.
That's what you're
making my work, putting it for $5. But then I'm going to give it to everybody else in the traditional form, because a lot of people don't be ready for it, but the millennial generation gets it first, period. And it's going to be truthful, it's going to be good, it's going to be quality, it's going to have substance. It's not only going to be violence, but that's where I started because, you know, that's where I started, you know what I mean? And also, there were people like, you know, my man Smoke Dizza, who's from Harlem.
Smoke.
And, you know, he's a very strategic Harlem guy. We've been talking for years.
Why do they call you Smoke? Smoke? Oh, never mind.
Speaking of, can we smoke? Is it that?
It's not that relaxed. No.
Oh, I was like, curse up it? But I like
not that relaxed.
You want to really talk, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Doing what?
We'll put the bring a cat.
That's
to
what
the
I
house.
Mean. See, at my radio station, I can do it. You know why? Because I'm putting it dope.
Well, Snoop does that. You know,
you can do it.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, I heard, you know, I saw Chris Rock write a letter to Hollywood and talk about, you know, the inequalities. We recently saw Monique come out and say how she feel like...
Fuck Hollywood, man.
How she
fuck Hollywood. You know why? Because it's not our game. We're not from Hollywood. So I'm not playing Hollywood's game. I don't complain about other people's game. I just create my own. I'm not a complainer.
Hmm.
I'm not a, yo, I'm asking you for this, that, and the third. I'm taking from you. So that's what I'm doing. I'm taking market share. You don't take my call now, it's get down and lay down. Nothing's stopping me. I can shoot. I can put my own dough up. And I can bag it up and give it to my own consumer. Nothing. It's freedom right now. So I'm celebrating my independence, July 4th every day.
Right.
But you just got to put up your own dough.
What happened with Lee Daniels, man? Because I read about this lawsuit against Lee Daniels for not properly paying you or crediting you for work that he's
doing. That was about being paid.
It wasn't about being paid?
No, it's about being paid.
It's about being paid. What happened? You guys hit a...
No. I put up $2 million. He had asked me to do The Woodsman and to put the money up. And I really liked the script. And, you know, me being perceived as this urban dude and Harvey Weinstein pissing me off, I was like, I want some of that money, too. I'm going to go walk the Palais at Cannes and do some big woolly shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Lee Daniels came to me with a good script. Kevin Bacon was attached to it. And I had some paper at the time. So I was like, he was like, and he hit me with all of that. Like, you know, black people don't stick together and, you know, that kind of thing. So I put up the money. You know, it was $2 million. So I put it up and we got our money back. But then he wanted to invest in his movie, his first directing thing, and it was like Shadowboxer and it had Helen Mirren in it and Cuba Gooding, but you know, it cost like $10 million and the script was crazy. And I was like, Lee, I believed in the other script. This is my money to put into movies. It's for my independence. And he was like, I promise you, you get your dough back. And you know, but long story short, I didn't get my money back. And then, you know, we made a deal where any other project that he was on until I get my money back, I would be on it. And then as soon as Precious hit, he just went missing on me.
So
then after that, we spoke. You know, he's my man. So I was like, why are you even acting like that, man? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he was going to put me on the Empire series. That was how he was going to squash it. He was like, I'm shooting Butler when it comes out after that. And then, like, one day his manager called me and was like, Damon Dash, you going to jail? And I was like, why you asking me? Why you asking me that? Just answer the fucking question. Blah, 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 blah. Hung up on me. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
So I just hit Lee like, yo, I'm not talking to her no more. I don't know why. Before other conversations, she was kind of getting involved. And I was like, you're kind of talking on my money right now, but you're a woman. I'm not going to yell at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to do it. So,
You feel like they were trying to ask you out at that point?
I don't know what it was, but the thing is, you got to understand, just because somebody has their name on it, it doesn't mean, if they're not putting up their money, they don't control it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, black people get mad at other black people, like, you ain't doing this, and they think this, that, and the third. Like, he ain't putting up the money. He's being told what to do. So more than likely, he couldn't deliver what he said he was going to deliver.
Yeah.
So they tried to make it like I was something, like, you know, whatever it was. But I was just like, look, man, I don't want to put another black man in front of a judge, but this is kind of too easy.
Mm.
You know, but you can't just walk around owing me $2 million and you got it.
Yeah.
And then that was one of the things and one of the reasons why I made Los Siders, because, you know, where I'm from, you can't walk around owing another man that kind of money and have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, you know, you just can't do that.
Did you?
So I made the movie that what I would do to it in my mind. Instead of doing it,
yeah.
The movie was about a guy that owed somebody some paper that had some money, and he ended up, you know, getting what he had to get. Mm-hmm. But that was just my way of expressing myself, what, rather than doing it, because I know I can, it would be ignorant. And that's the art of it. But I'm sorry. That's
right. No. We're going to keep talking, because what's interesting is... No, I'm going to keep going. I got a few of them.
Did you get the answer you needed?
No, you know, I only asked the questions, man. You got to give me the answers.
I asked you, did you get the one you needed? Do you feel satisfied with your question?
Okay.
Did I avoid a question politically or anything?
Not at all. But okay. I did want to extend on that. Did y'all, I mean, because it seems simple to me, if you do business, that shit should be on a piece of paper somewhere.
Let me just also tell you something in real business.
Yeah.
A piece of paper doesn't mean jack shit unless you bring it into a judge, right? So you do it every single time I have it, because, you know, I can't even speak on all my lawsuits, but I be going to court, and because I'm in business. Every business, there's always going to be a lawsuit. But when you have a contract with somebody, unless you enforce it in front of a judge, it doesn't mean dick. Pause. You know what I'm saying? So they'll violate a contract, and they'll be like, all right, go handle it. So now you got to go pay 35 racks for a lawyer that's going to rob you. And by the time you even see a judge, you paid 100 racks. And most people that are in that position don't have it. See, I just got the stamina to go to court, but most people don't go to court. So my point is, the contract doesn't really mean anything unless it's enforced. So you have to go to a judge, but a contract, fuck a piece of paper. A videotape is a contract. An action is a contract. An email is a contract. Any recognition of an agreement on any level in front of a judge is a contract. And you always have a fiduciary obligation to do right by the project. So, like, let's say somebody mad at you, and they're like, I'm not going to put your record out, or I'm not going to, they cannot do that. You do that in front of a judge, like with Currency, because I'm sure you guys about Currency.
Yeah.
When they tried to sue me, they tried to tell me to take the stuff off the shelves. And I was like, for what? So, because I didn't do nothing. So I went in front of the judge. First of all, iTunes took it off first. And I was like, y'all better put that shit back up. Because there's no reason for you to be listening to them over me just because they're telling you and I'm showing you paperwork. You know, we had an issue there. So they put it back up. So then I went in front of a judge. I'm laughing at the Currency lawyer because she was a real estate lawyer. And I'm like, yo, it really be the lawyers, man. Yeah. But they was robbing him. And I'm like, you got the kid in court for nothing. We got in front of the judge. The judge was like, I don't see how it would, you know, hurt the project for it to be not on the shelves. Of course, it should stay on the shelves. So that's why it never got pulled off the shelves.
It's a
fiduciary obligation to do right. It's unwritten to do right by the project. Mm-hmm. You can't do right by yourself in business. You can't, it's not a personal thing, and a judge will regulate that. But most people don't have the stamina to go to court. But I do, because I'm in business.
What do you hope to accomplish with the Lee Daniels lawsuit?
I'm gonna squash that. I don't want to go to a lawsuit. I just can't sleep at night. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not having a fist fight with Lee Daniels. You know what I'm saying? Over $2 million. But what you doing to somebody over $2 million? Paul, serious.
But I thought it was $25 million.
No, I was suing it for $25 million because the $2 million was over a long period of time.
Okay.
So that's what interest. But you know what $2 million would do when you flip $2 million over 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
For me? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially now. So that's what that was.
You know what's interesting?
Talk about all my lawsuits because I'm always right. I don't go to court. I don't fight unless I'm going to win. I don't do it. Period. I go to court because it's therapy. You can sit in a deposition with a dude and because there's no judge. And you go, why you got me here, man?
Mm-hmm.
You could tape them, they can't tell you what to do. I love court.
Well, you ever, like, we talked about your taxes before, whatever. What was the end result of that? Were you taking the court for those?
You get taken to court for taxes? Do you never pay taxes before?
Have I ever paid taxes?
Yeah,
I pay taxes every year.
Right, so you know that's not the drill. They just ordered me.
What happened? Like, Wesley Snipes went to jail over taxes.
That was tax evasion. That's different.
Okay,
different. See, my thing is, when you're a businessman, you always putting out money. I always put up my own money. See, that conceptually to people, that's crazy. But to me, it's crazy not to. So every dollar I get always going to another business. Most people don't do that. They feel secure with a check, but they don't mind being told what to do. I can't do it. So it looks like I'm laundering money. So they be like, there's no way you got 20 businesses. Every dollar you get, you keep putting that. You black niggas don't do that. I'm like, all right, well, go look. So the bottom line is while the government's ordering you, they haven't told you how much they owe you. So you can't pay them till they tell you. And they keep, the government is outsources. Like the president is a CEO. He hires people to do things. The country doesn't do it, they outsource it. So that means people are now getting paid for time. So that's what the fuck they do, waste it. So for 5 fucking years, they've been looking at every fucking transaction I ever made. And I don't mind, because now they told me, really, the government's who's told me who been robbing me, like Barry Clawberg robbed me. He was my accountant at the time.
Okay.
He the one that told me he paid my taxes and didn't. It's a whole lot of stuff, boy. Yeah. I'm going to make him famous. Barry, I got you. It's going to be legal. I'm going to tell everybody how you rob everybody in my culture and other people, how you tell everybody business. It's funny what they thought was going to happen, but now I could just tell my personal experience. It's no lie.
Yeah.
And I'm up, so I'm not worried about it. It's not like I'm coming from a distressed place. It seems like everybody spent their money already for the last 5 years. I call it the bungly thing. Like me and my crew, when we was in school, you know, the first week of school, everybody spends all their money on fresh and they wear their first clothes.
Yeah.
See, in high school, me, my crew, you know, we wouldn't get fresh for about a month and be like, you know, look bungly the whole time. After 2 weeks and everybody fresh is gone, bam, we come out. We would be the new dudes. This one, you know what I'm saying? Like you got, you know, it's different. You know, you, like you got me on broke. I'm saying, yeah. Why? Because I ain't got a $500 million in the bank.
Yeah.
Until I got that, I'm broke. Period. So yeah, I'm broke. That's why you say that. Yeah, I'm broke. I'm flipping. I'm not.
Don't worry about
that's for
smoke.
Strippers.
You don't worry about smoke. You can
strippers. Not about his paper. You know what I be mad about? That he don't spend none of his money. I'm like, yo, spend some of that money, smoke. Cause he be sitting on a lot. That he be fresh. I mean, let's run around the world. He be like, you know, he still he be that's right or wrong, smoke. Yeah. Me and him, we call Cam. I call smoke. I'd be like, how much money you spent today, man? And he'd be telling me, that's not enough, man. He'd be telling me what it is, and he'd be like, all right, you know, and he'd be like, all right, I'm gonna run around the world, I'll get back at you. Those are the kind of games we play.
Smoke, you keep the
right
money.
Right or wrong, they're asking, you know, come and let them play.
No, no, they're talking to my right here, man.
You know, we like to pass the shine. That's my man, Smoke, so I'm gonna pass
it. Smoke's been up here.
Nah, but I'm just saying, y'all know my relationship with Smoke. Like, I speak to Smoke almost every day. But just on like a guidance, because that's what black people don't do enough. They don't talk about how to look out for the mistakes. So I be telling them what my experiences are, but we Harlem do, so we snap. But Harlem guys spend money. We don't save money. Saving money's for suckers.
Let me ask you this. Danny Strong came on the show recently, co-creator of Empire. And I was talking to him about some of the backlash that Empire may have received, even though they gave me a cameo, Dame. I think that was the highest rated show up until that point. I just thought I'll add that because you're making movies.
You know how mad that makes me? I'm supposed to be on that. I haven't even watched Empire.
You haven't watched it?
Well, hell no. Well, I can't. He owed me $2 million. I'm going to watch that.
Well, this is
you what think I already have a. You know what? You know why it took me so long to come up? Because I have my dog with me. I have emotional support.
Yeah.
Because every time somebody owes me some paper and I see him on TV, I got to pet the dog. I'll be like, oh, man. give me him right now. Well, I need him.
But
I need
this might make it even worse.
I need him.
We asked about.
I ain't going to make it worse. I don't care what
okay, with the premise of the story of Lucius Lyon.
Who's right. Lucius Lyon?
He's the head character on Empire. He owns the Empire.
I can't relate, man. And I'm not even going to be able to talk to you. I'm not
going to hear me out.
But let me say one thing. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to give you an objective opinion until he don't owe me $2 million. I'm telling you, I'm already, I'm tight. I'm human, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they owe me $2 million. You know what $2 million is? You going to tell me about how much money this other man getting? You trying to start a problem, man. Tell me, you owe me $2 million, man.
Well,
I'm not serious about it.
No. Let me tell you.
I'm just saying, like, as a man,
yeah.
Put yourself, see, the thing is, people don't look at things from my perspective. Put your eyeballs, flaws in my skull for a second.
Yeah.
Now, imagine I'm Lee Daniels, and I owe you $2 million, and I just have big movies and Oscars, and I'm like, yo, I ain't got it. How you feel about $2 million? And you got
anybody,
bills to pay.
Anybody, that's going to upset me.
So do you want to hear about this car?
1,000 is going to upset
so
do you, me.
So now imagine hearing about the yeah. stuff he just did.
Well, this is not him. This is his co-writer talked about where some of the storyline came from.
Yo, man.
Jay-Z story, which very much inspired Lucius Lyon, certain elements of Lucius Lyon, was that story.
Yeah.
So what's the story?
The Jay-Z... basically, y'all story is kind of what inspired this main character of Empire.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Did you know that?
Nah. I think everything's about me, though. Okay, I'm arrogant. I'm like, oh, that's music? That's about me. Because nobody does nothing but me. Nobody tells the truth but me. Everybody wants a job. Everybody in the music business wants a job, period. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks it's dope to use other people's money. Everybody thinks it has dope to be given a position. That shit makes no sense to me. That's always been unrelatable. So anything cool in music, on TV, I'd be like, that gotta be me.
That had to be you.
Because everybody thought I was crazy for it. I was like, that's crazy? Because y'all want a job? They go, shh, they listening. But that's crazy. It just doesn't make sense. They making money off us. If we listening to them, we're gonna make money off them. This shit don't add up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But anyway, that was the question. I'm sorry.
I'm just curious if you knew that this storyline was based on y'all life.
I didn't know. What's going on right now?
The latest. It don't matter, dude.
I just want to know what about my what part of it? Like, a lot of parts
whole,
of my life.
The whole hustle aspect of going from the streets, creating a whole business.
That's everybody.
And, yeah. but they specifically said it was loosely based on you guys.
Well, they need to loosely give me a check then. That's what I care about.
2 million.
Yeah, you give me a loose check then.
All right. Recently, we saw you on BET Honors, and Kanye was receiving an award. And here's some of what you had to say about it.
I didn't really respect him as a rapper because, you know, I was around the greatest rappers of all time, you know. But I did think it was brave of him to just be like, I'm a rapper, you know, just because he felt like it. So the mathematics is, number one, he's made history. And number two, when he has the platform, he has a lot of fun with it. He doesn't care. And he stands behind his point of view when no one else agrees with him by himself. That takes courage. I'm trying to get you to cry. I'm really honored to give this award because your biggest influence was your mom's. And if she gave you that courage and I'm the next one down to give you an award like that, then I know at least you got a little from me. So I'm feeling like I got courage too. So I'm proud of you, man. You did right by, I vested wisely. Invest back.
That's all I heard was invest back. Whose idea was you to present him with that award? Did he ask you? Did BET ask you?
I have no fucking idea whose idea it was. Sherry called me and was like, Kanye wants you to give him an award. I didn't know what they were talking about. I just heard BET.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, tell Kanye to call me. I haven't spoken to him in a minute. And that's right.
How long had it been since y'all talked?
I don't know. I'm not. You know, it's hard to think about when the last time I spoke to another man is. I don't care.
Okay. So afterwards, we found out that you guys were you going to business together. He executive produced this mm-hmm. project, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Kanye's become the most successful as far as exposure goes of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I saw him so many years ago. And Kanye has a point of view. You know, he's a dude that has a distinct way of doing things, and he stands behind it. He needs his own space. But I've been spending a lot of time making money off other people, and now I want to make money off me. I've been spending a lot of time being administrative, but now I want to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I just built my own team so that I could play for it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I needed from Kanye is just simply to do what I did for him, you know, mm-hmm. be an executive for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do some David Geffen shit, you know, and use your exposure and the flavor that you have and your point of view and co-sign some shit and walk me through the shit like I walked you. That's all I need. You know what I'm saying? And
but he walked away from you, though.
Nobody walked away from me. How y'all think that? Did I walk in with a bunch of niggas? I walked in with girls. I don't hang around dudes my whole life to make money off
of. Well, let me tell you why I think that. And maybe that's figuratively speaking. When I remember 2005 asking him why he didn't go with you. 2005, and he went with Jay. Isn't that disloyal?
I like that question too. You asked it, but I don't think I really understood the truth about that whole situation.
Can you explain that? That's what we want to know.
Kanye, like at the time, I had dropped Kanye, to be honest, and it was because of us not agreeing with the way he was moving. You know what I'm saying? And that's water under the bridge. And then I gave him the opportunity, like, yo, as a man, I signed you, so I'm going to give you the opportunity. I'm not going to walk away while you signed to Rockefeller. If you want me to keep running your shit, I will.
Yeah.
But I had already argued with him. Like, I had already got at him, like, the old Dame Dash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, it's not really relevant at this point. But we had already kind of established he wasn't moving. Like, he was begging me, like, don't drop him. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he chose to make the right decision that he felt was right for himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was it. It really, for the last 5-6 years, it's been nothing Kanye could do for me. Nothing. I'm not playing the game he's playing. I'm trying to figure out how to do things on my own. I'm not saying that's wrong with his game. He's out. He's younger than me.
Yeah.
I know what he's doing. He's out looking for experience. He's trying to do things bigger than what he's done. He's fulfilling his dreams fearlessly. He's putting up his own dough as he makes it. He's staying active. See, for the last 6 years, that's not what I've been doing. I've been running around the world looking for people that are looking to do things like I do it. So I went to China, and I went to Thailand, I went to Jamaica. That's why Bianca's from Hong Kong. I was shooting a short film in Hong Kong, and I ran into Bianca. She's Miss Asia. She's on all the billboards out there. Like, you know, it's a whole other world out there.
Well, you got to stand up at least be seen right now.
Right,
Bianca, since you're petting the dog and everything.
But she's like, you know.
Bianca.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, if you go through that, I got to put Rocky, but she's my road dog. You know what? I fell in love with her just from being with her every day and, you know, conquering stuff. And we've been just looking for people that want to do it our way. Because whoever's 50 to 60, they don't count no more. Not to say as people, just as a consumer.
because they're not going to be here that much longer. The 10-year-old counts, because in 10 years, they're going to be 20. They doing the direct-to-consumer thing. See, me, I always invest in my future. My future is always dictated by my past. So in my present, I mean, rather, my present well, is always dictated by my past.
The fuck are you talking about?
My present, I'm always invested in my future. See, what I'm doing right now, it didn't just happen. I planned it 5 years ago. I planned this conversation. I've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, yo, I'm going to do this. You remember Black Rock was 5-6 years ago.
That's right.
I was doing webisodes. I was using 5Ds, 5-6, the Canon gave it to me. You can go to blackrock.com right now and look at it. I had risen all that. It was rock and roll. It was rap. And I put one out a week. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to do the original concept. I got to figure out how to sell it. So I had to develop. I got my man Cabron, his company, and we've been developing it for years, developing it. And then during that time.
All right.
I feel blessed.
And we'll check back in on that fucking madness.
I feel blessed. Since the truth keep niggas traumatized and try and compromise my concepts, so I Snapchat that whole shit. Trying to see titties, trying to show dick, and I swear to God I hope they post it. I'm blessed, even though I get slammed with lawsuits like Cardos, C-3POs like Star Wars. They want me by the road holding up cardboard, so I go extra hard on the hard floor. Right now I'm calling you from my home gym. Right after that, nigga, I'm gon' swim. Just did a couple laps in my home pool, and my daughter right there getting homeschooled. I'm blessed, and I was thinking about starting at my own school, a Montessori. In the hallway looking like a Montessori, oh yes. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Money makes the world go around, yeah. Real niggas make the world go around,
man. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I sold fucking MP3s. I was trying to get that built up at Apple. I just like selling shit. It's an art for me. You know, that's what I do. I'm from Harlem. But the block is too crowded, and everyone here is retarded. And everybody's listening to people. It doesn't make sense what goes on here, so I'm out of here. So I went and found people that think different. But, you know, in China, it's like a lot of people, and a good percent are not in the know. But there's that 10% in China that's in the know, they in the know hard. And it's the same way in Japan, and the same way in Paris. There's always a circle of people that are in the know, and I just try to tap into those people. Because those are the people that are going to be here tomorrow. So I met Smoke before he was rolling.
Yeah.
I met Wiz before he was rolling. I met Jay Electronica before. I mean, I was hanging out with these dudes because I knew that they were going to be the next ones. And I just wanted to be their friends. I was investing in them.
Black man working in the rhythm while I'm rolling.
You can definitely say that Dame Dash has a very high opinion of Dame Dash. Which, you know, why wouldn't he, I guess? I don't know. Self-confidence is important. There are parts of Dame Dash's story that I am interested in hearing, but like, this is like meandering, like, self-promotional method of talking about it is exhausting.
Thank you. member of that band. She had a child with Paul Kantner.
With this child, and it's a baby.
You know what I'm saying? People are just so ignorant.
And this is all off of her mother, Kyra, posting a birthday picture from her second birthday.
Yes.
And they took...
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
I'm in for leave so much they know my order before I said it. My say I'm off the render. I'm in the panorama taking panoramic pictures. Travel across the globe getting paid off my scriptures. Everybody eating extra chicken, whole of Vixens. Right, it's cool, you can roll up right here. Live life like you don't have a kid. Champagne like every day is 2 years. It's on deck over here. Everything valid,
valid, valid.
Everything valid.
Trigger finger, got the count. I got style, I'm styling, no style. Not at all. Clothes from brand, fresh dresser, no style. SK, AK, yeah, I be busting those things. 50 keys, new cars, touching those things. Bad bitches and money, in love with those things. Blue cheese on a ranch, no buffalo wings. Shit, that probably went over your head. I tell your whole loaf for over this bread. And you know I don't like lanes. I been getting it before it was a bike lane.
Like you don't have a care. Champagne like every day's New Year's. It's on deck over here. Everything valid,
valid, valid.
Everything valid,
valid.
Dame Dash is with us. Sway in the morning, 14 minutes into the hour. Shade 4-5. Let me ask you, Dame. Dame, so I can ask him anything, man. I always, you know, I'm not going to go too far back into the past, but it's just certain relationships that I really liked.
Yeah.
And yours and Jim Jones is one of them.
Yeah.
So when I saw what appeared to be some type of, I don't know what it was. I hate when I see us, you know, the guys, the generals fight over Instagram. And
you ask the question, man.
What happened with you and Jim Jones? What was that all about?
I've known Jim for a long time. I think we all have.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jim is a creative that sometimes reacts in the moment. You know, that's what makes him creative, you know. And I'm not the kind of guy that looks at one thing that a person does and only concentrates on what that is as opposed to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to look at all the things that I've done with Jim and things that he's done, and it outweighs those two emotional moments. But those emotional moments don't reflect the way that I live.
Yeah.
And the way I react to things, and that can sometimes be detrimental to the big picture. So he's the kind of brother that I'll always love. I love his kids, love his mother, I love his life, you know. And I appreciate him as a friend. It's just sometimes when, you know, it's just like a woman. You can, not to say he's a woman, but you can love a person and they react so much that it outweighs in the moment because the bigger picture could get affected. But I think, you know, I think. Again, it wasn't even over nothing. You know
what was it over then?
Yeah, it's personal. That part is personal.
Okay.
If he chooses to talk about it, he could.
Okay.
But I honestly, it wasn't over anything that was substantial to me.
It wasn't over money?
If it wasn't over enough money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it is, I don't know if it was over money, but we never made enough money to be mad about it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it ain't enough money that we've ever seen together, me and him, for us to be upset about. But again, you know, he's a person that helps a lot of people and a lot of pressure on him. And I know him, you know what I mean? But again, he got to do what he got to do. He just got to do it over there, you know what I'm saying? But that's it, you know what I'm saying? And black people and people in general can disagree and they can have arguments. But when someone disrespects you, you got to keep him over there. You know, when he gets upset, he becomes disrespectful. For me to react the way he's, what he's doing, would be me disrespecting the whole culture. Mm-hmm. And it's a bigger picture there. So I have nothing but love for Jim and positive. Any energy for him, make him be do all right.
It's all good. Y'all haven't come together since.
There's nothing, there's not a common ground if we have a different mentality.
Yeah.
See, where I'm from, you can never disrespect an OG.
Mm-hmm.
You can never disrespect any real man for any reason, especially publicly, and it doesn't make the right message. So again, whatever it
fucking
was
what?
That made him, it's always one time. You don't say nothing else. He leaves it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So again, in the moment, that's what a creative does. You know, and whatever he has to do to survive, it must be part of the way he reacts. So that must be a part of what he's taking from the way he reacts in other places.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how I react. You know what I'm saying? So if we think different and we still have our friends, you could think different. So I'd be over there. But I can't put him in a position to ever disrespect me again. You know what I'm saying? If I did that, then I'm done. You know, that's just man. Like, I'm a man.
So y'all not working together?
No. I'm not. Listen.
Yeah.
I never was working with Jim.
Okay.
When I do things with Jim, it was because I have a love for Jim. There's not enough money I could make with him. It's always a potential.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, you know, it's not enough money I could make. That's why I love music. Because the only way to, like, for an artist to make money, for himself to win, is almost impossible. So what can I make from whatever he gets?
Yeah.
There's not enough. It's like running on a treadmill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be living check to check my whole life. You know what I'm saying? You have to. It's just not my game. I'm trying to buy a football team. You know, I got to make a billion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to flip until I can. I'm never gonna have any money till I have a billion, because I want to buy a football team. Period. So I'm always gonna flip, but I'm gonna have good taste. I'm not gonna compromise to get it. That's what I'm not gonna do. You know what I'm saying? So again, back to Jim. Listen, as a culture, friends gotta stop fighting friends. That's stupid. Friends gotta stop not being friends over one stupid situation when you got 100 good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we always gonna have love for each other. Ain't nothing happened. Nobody got killed. No snitching happened. It wasn't over no paper that I know of. And it was, it better be over a lot. And we never made a lot. You know what I'm saying? So it can't be over that.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was an emotional moment, he had it until he figures out how to deal with those things. You know, he's good over there and it's fine. And I wish him the best of luck. The vampire life thing, you know, he started the brand. I was just a little white man behind it. So I guess we'll work that out later. But it ain't enough money for me to care about right now. I'm trying to make a billion.
Trying to make a billion.
But I'm not gonna stop his hustle. He's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? But again, I respect him. He had a kid. You know, I know his moms. I know everything he does is for his family. You can't judge a person by what they do in an emotional moment. You have to judge a person by what they do overall. So overall, he's like, in that personal moment, he could fuck up a lot of shit if I react or if we all react. But it's not good. Black people, men, physical interaction and fighting and fighting niggas, see a dick, all that other shit, that's not for men. Oh, I'm not there.
Like, presents himself as this very, like, zen-like figure of just, like, not caring, but will happily tell you, like, over and over again how he doesn't care.
Okay. I mean, obviously something upset him enough to go public.
So you should ask him.
Okay.
I'm not the one that said it.
Okay.
I can't tell you what another man said on Instagram that I haven't seen in a long time. You have to ask that man. He hasn't volunteered it, so I can't tell you what that man was thinking. I'm honestly, like, every time I have a problem with somebody, I never hear about it. I mean, I never hear it from
what
that.
Here for
no,
you.
No, I'm saying I never hear it from the person. I always hear about it from Instagram or an interview from someone else, which is usually bullshit. So you got to ask that man and have an honest conversation with him. You know, like, I don't come up to press to just play the pageantry game. But you want to know, I'm here to tell you the truth, though. I'm not up here to tell you what sounds good. You know, anything perfect is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Anything perfect is evil. There's nothing in this world that's perfect. The only thing that's perfect is imperfection. Imperfection is perfect. I've never seen anybody perfect. Anyone perfect is a fucking square. And anybody square is evil. And anybody evil is cheating to get what they gotta get. So perfect is evil to me. I don't want to have no parts of perfect. I like imperfection. You see, I was walking around with my 2 foot. I love it. It's art.
You came late today. That was imperfection.
No, I didn't. Oh, you're right. I didn't come late. I'm not going to make excuses, but I mean, you know, I had a medical situation. I'm fucking diabetic. So instead of just buying some candy for myself,
you bought some for
everybody. So I don't fucking faint. You get a good interview. So
okay,
you know, I am diabetic, man. It happens.
What happened to your tooth, man? That went. Your tooth went viral. The chipped tooth.
Yeah, it wasn't a chipped tooth. It was out.
It was out. What did you? Well, how did? What happened? Did somebody punch it out? Or
then only the tooth went out. It'll be some swelling, right? Don't you think? You ever punch a nigga in the face? I have. You know what I'm saying? It don't just be the tooth. Nah, that's not what happened. I just finished doing a movie called The Most Beautiful Woman in Town, and the character's based on a poet named Bukowski. And I'm doing it with, I did it with Bianca.
Yeah.
It was a script, and she went to the school Stroudsburg. What is it? Yeah, Stroudsburg, and De Niro went there, so she'd be on that shit. And I like to try to push myself outside of, you know, I really want to be an artist. So the dude was supposed to be an ugly dude, and I really can't see myself getting too ugly, so I just took the tooth out,
mm-hmm.
and I let the my hair grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was. I was just in character.
That's all.
I was just taking, the RC. I said it already. I told everybody that.
Oh, man.
Bitch, society. That's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesied that then I'm a beast. Just another slave in my head. Institutionalized.
It seems like no matter how fucking early I leave.
Freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you? I know you hate me just as much.
I always get here around the same time.
Watching me as I pull up. Fill up my tank and pill out. Muscle cars like pull up.
I always get San Francisco.
Black is successful. This black man meant to be special. Can't scare. So my radar, bitch, how can I help?
Around 9:30-ish.
You make me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
The black and the belly, that's me and the juice. The black and the belly, that's me and the juice. The black and the belly, that's me and the juice. The black and the belly, the black
and the belly. I said the truth, like I said.
Myself being like, you know, distrustful of people who justify their actions or try to say, like, you know, of course I would behave this way by just saying, like, well, I'm a man, the way Dame Dash seems to be doing over and over and over and over again. Just that constantly, just like, well, I'm a man, you know, I was like, I do what men do, like, yeah. Like, I know what that's supposed to mean, but... you know, there are plenty of fucking men doing fucking real fucking dirt with that same justification, you know? And, you know, it doesn't illustrate the same thing anymore, you know?
Or watch BET, cause Irwin's support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street? When gang banging make me kill a nigga blacker than me.
Like, he seems like a man that, you know, thinks that he is living his life by a very specific code. And, you know, that's... I think on some level that's important. I think people gotta fucking have... like, they gotta establish fucking boundaries. And... and stay true to themselves and all that sort of stuff. I think that there's some merit to that, but, like, everyone's got different fucking lines drawn. There's no, like, accepted fucking standard. See if he's still talking.
Better with another look, Paul. Why do you only feel confident looking one way?
Well, my objective in it all, if you really want to know the truth.
But I didn't want you to take it off of me, because I don't want to therapy you right now. But you know.
No, I've heard that from my tons
of people. That'd be my only question. Like, over the years, I'd be like, wow, Sway really is locked into that look. Does he think people won't recognize him without it?
But you sound like you was going to say Sway really loves that look.
But you must love it. You keep it.
Yeah, that's why I keep it.
Yeah, but my thing is this.
Like, I mean, I'm not concerned, but like...
You're not a concern. Yeah. Again, you could do what you want. I could kill us.
Yeah.
I would give you an example of a mentality.
Yeah.
So it's not me judging you, and it's not me saying that you're wrong for it. I was just saying there are people that if they think they look good one way, they will never not. And you're an example of that. That's all I was showing. But the question is why? And there's a lot of people that... Wait. So being stuck in that way... is the same way the business model has to change. One look worked for you, But her mother look might work better. That's all I'm saying. But how do you know if you don't try? If you're so secure and safe in one look, how could you ever know if another look could give you more stuff? You understand what I'm saying? That's all I was saying. I wasn't saying that you shouldn't do it. I was showcasing a mentality. See, me, I don't give a fuck about a look. All I care about is me and what I say. Looks don't mean shit.
Yeah.
Say, what you are, your soul, your spirit. I don't give a fuck about your hat. I care about you as a friend. You're a good dude.
Yeah.
I don't mess with you because of that hat. I mess with you because of the questions you ask, the person that you've been, and you're a consistent good dude. Nothing to do with that. You can lose that. You won't lose your fucking man.
Or
you could. How do you know, though? You don't know.
You just said looks don't mean.
But I'm not saying. I'm just saying you just don't know this. Being one way, do you go to the same club every day? I can't go to the same. I can't wear this every day. I can't wear the same glasses every day. I can't wear the same sneakers. I can't do the same Tims every day. You know what I'm saying? So I can't. I know I can't do the same hat. I got the ski hat. I got the Russian hat. I got different looks.
Damn, I switch up my hats, bro.
But they the same. They the same.
That's my brand. That's my hats.
I just messed with you.
I was all up. And I appreciate that.
I just wanted to put you on. I just wanted to show you a mentality.
And I totally get
just the mentality. That's all. It's not a bad mentality. It just exists. Whether it's a hat, a business model, switching a business, just taking yourself outside your comfort zone. That's all you got to do one time. It just evolves you. You know, I don't want to stay on the same block. I need to see another. I'm comfortable on this block, but that makes me uncomfortable. Looking at the same thing every day doesn't inspire me, so I just have to change, but that's me.
Yeah.
But I'm just showing you a different mentality. That's all.
You don't like my shirt either?
No. You got too many? You got no.
Too many, I would never too wear
that
shirt.
You would never. And it's too tight? No, I wouldn't do that shit. It's kind of R&B for me. Yeah, different look.
R&B?
I'm kind of, you know me. I'm bespoke. I make my shit. I don't, you know, it's off the rack. It's no disrespect, but that's just different.
Puff sent me this, man.
Okay.
All right, Dame Dash is here, man. You're gonna get a lot from Dame when you talk with Dame, man. So, I'm going to ask you a couple more.
Hold
questions.
On, why are you wearing Puff's shirt?
He sent it to me.
So he gives you his own shirts?
No, I mean, you know, from his brand.
Oh, what brand is it now?
Sun John, huh?
Okay, you know. I didn't know.
Come on, man. One of the biggest ones in the game.
Okay. I'm not speaking on another man, Brad.
Okay. So let me ask you about past relationships, if you don't mind. Benny Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still in contact with Beans?
Nah, I haven't spoken to Beans in a while. Years.
Okay. Was Beans, he alluded to the fact that he don't feel like he was fully paid
again,
off.
Again, I got to talk. It's the thing. Yeah. If Beans feels that way, he'd have to tell me. This is the only conversation I can have with you. I never had that conversation with Beans. I never know about him. And if he wants to have the conversation in a respectful way, I would always have that,
mm-hmm.
period. But what I hear on the radio, I could care less about it. If I don't hear from that person direct, I don't want to hear another man's. I never want to hear about another man's opinion from another man. Men don't do that. Men don't talk about other men. Other men's pockets, other men's anything. So me answering another man about another man would make me less of a man. But I would have that conversation with him.
Yep. You've got it all figured out. You know how to work a girl. They making their own move. That's why your nigga only want to. These bitches ain't loyal and know I can spoil them. That's why a nigga want to. What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do? I'm surrounded by all these bad bitches, but I only want to. I'm surrounded by bad bitches, but I only want to. I want a two-piece. I really want a two-piece. I really want. Reached a point where listening to whatever the fuck this bullshit song is preferable to the fucking nonsense. My two-piece on it. I know my D just want it. I wanna get inside it. Cause I'm I haven't even gotten to work yet. I'm exhausted from listening to that. I need something relaxing to just like, all right, some calm, something to calm down to.
Yeah.
Sitting in this tunnel.
Yeah. Look at God.
Wrist, 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 wrist.
said she didn't wanna keep it. Woo. Look at God, guess that'll be a little secret. Oh, 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 oh. Hold it down. Damn, it's such a relief. Hold it down. Hold it down. Pack all summer. Gas guzzler, I remind her of her Hummer. She remind me of Corolla. Hot box in middle August, window roll up. Wrist, 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 wrist. I want my wrist, I'll call pneumonia in my fist. Wrist, 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 wrist. Never had to whip a brick, but I get the gist. Wrist, wrist. Cook for all these hoes. We turn a neighborhood kitchen into a five-star store. Super Chef McConan, my sprinkle serotonin. Be careful when you rollin', cause my wrist all goddamn potent. Oh, bitch, is you snowing? We'll wake up in the morning. Cause wrist ain't stupid, and the wrist be going like wrist, 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 wrist. I want my wrist so cold, pneumonia in my fist. Wrist, wrist. Never had to whip a brick, but I get the gist. Wrist, 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 wrist.
Hello?
I want my wrist, I'll call pneumonia in my fist.
Hey.
Wrist, 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 wrist.
Okay.
Wrist. Never had to whip a brick, but I get the
okay,
gist.
I hurt my fucking wrist, trying to diss on your bitch. I hurt my fucking wrist, doing donuts in the six. Hey, wrist, 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 man, I hurt my fucking wrist, pulling wrist. Man, you won't understand about the shit. If I catch your eyes, I'ma catch your eyes. It ain't shit. I ain't from the shop. This Atlanta stand, but that's it. Man, I'm outside. Man, I'm outside. With my old ass. Shit, look, sad, man. Put a fucking dance. Wrist, 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 wrist. What? Like a hoop. Hey, wrist, wrist, wrist. Catch your girl if you lose it. Hey, wrist, wrist, wrist. All my niggas ready for jail.
Wrist,
a man, a real man, doesn't have wrists.
Wrist, 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 wrist. I want my wrist, so cold, pneumonia in my fist. Wrist, 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 wrist. Never had to whip a brick, but I get the gist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 97 Avenue. Yeah. I need some time alone. Call my rhymes to turn your mind to stone. And that's the work of Satan. Niggas be hating, but I'm a product of God. And this ain't just me rapping. It's really something you got to know. If I'm on nigga hating, then I'm a cast with that bastard about to go. Whoa. Baby, I'm crazy, the 90s raised me. I'm just as smart, probably smarter than half the cats who played me. Brazy, driving this daisy, hit on my strap. In my zone, mind on my money, like where that shit at? I'm all alone, that's my only hope. And be damned if I'ma chase that with some phony homes. On the real, it be the ones that say we got this. Now you ain't alone as long as I'm here. They pull out that Glock 9 and cock this. He mad you got rich, but all alone you should've watched him. Cats conniving, head first until the liveest option. That was your man, now you about to die quick. Over some fly shit, you feel reminded of your fast life ventures and winters. Blinded to the flashlight, yo. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. Back. Back.
Yeah. I got a poor man's panache. I be stretching the cash. I'm a little passive aggressive. Stretch when I'm mad. For the line, man, it's depressive. Rapping, stressing me back. Got too many left in the press. Rapping left in my path. Better yet, we gon' leave them left in the past. I'm a five, time to ride, but we left in the bag. Who am I? I'm a titan, so be expecting a clash. Start the waving arm, catch it, you think I'm catching the cab. No questions, it's a answer, but if you look in the ass, look at meth, breaking down like you cooking meth in the lab. Still a lethal weapon, but try and bless him with math. Rappers never learn their lessons, so I ain't letting them pass. I ain't letting them brag, I ain't letting them swag. Grump swag, just being blunt while I'm plugging my ass. Y'all ain't up in my class, in the building, it's ASAP meth. Quick to kill him, that's an ASAP death.
I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back.
Shut up the back, dog. I'm Shaq Strong. I'm breaking back bars straight to Tommy. A bitch beside a young guard body. I play the back of clubs with the foul. Youngers are rowdy, fools in the rowdy. Off the Maui, the trippy weed rolling the front, you know the fronto. Sissy or guapo, I'm here, honcho. I sport the poncho, connect with Sandro, the illish I know, killing the fronto. My funky fresh and filthy designer, but check my mind though. A verse is like a time bomb, yo. Haters like Saho, I peel off in the illest side hoes. Watch out for my hoes, H leaning, that's why he drives slow. Nasty Diablo, the 90s ever shit in effect. Clowns be watching best protect your neck. What? Told y'all niggas what? Huh? Told these motherfuckers, nigga.
Yo, stop playing.
ASAP Mob, but it's low.
I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. Back.
Nintendo playing Contra. And know that nigga only 5'9. 100 bodies on his timeline. What's the price of success? Lost my bitch, bought a chef. The 9/11 cost 211. Watch looking like a jeweler's heaven. Hot as 7. I'm so alive. Your bank account Swiss, nigga, so is mine. This is crime by design. If the crown ain't mine, tell me who am I behind? Yeah, I'm taking niggas lunch money. Too bad, I was fucking hungry. Real niggas don't notice you. I'm the only dope boy quotable. Mommy tryna land a Sinatra, so she don't fuck niggas with Apple Watches. Cause Rolex shopping is more exciting. Shout out the dope boy and lit 16 swipers. Howard Homecoming Kingpins. Movie on my neck with the screen gems. Me and my nigga having bottle wars. 40,000 on the floor when the bottles pour. I Blu-ray to your DVD. You might have caught me on TMZ. Cameo trying to sue a nigga. Cause I party hard like it's three of me. America is still abusing us. And 9/11 is the Ku Klux. So why wouldn't I fire back when every day them niggas shooting us? True enough, I'm out of line. You better stand for something before you out of time. This is crime by design. If the crown ain't mine, tell me who am I behind? Yeah, I'm taking niggas lunch money. Too bad, I was fucking hungry. Real niggas don't know this shit. I'm the only dope boy quotable.
Thank you.
was embarrassing with them, wasn't I? Does that mean you didn't really want to be happy? No, I did. Too much.
Sweater vest and a razor scooter. I think that's worth like 9 fucking points. Like I win for the day. It's not even 10 a.m. Christ. We're doomed. Yeah, just dart across the street while I'm fucking driving here, dude. Cool fucking look. Shoulder bag. All right. Oh. Well, I'd hope to get in a little bit earlier than this, but here we are. This car blocking the... Come on, bowl cut. Get out of the fucking car. There we go. All right. I'll see you guys later. Have a good Tuesday. Some stuff. Some meetings. Things. I'll see you later.